Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, before we start, I want to share with you an interesting, fascinating letter. It happened, you know what I'm saying? I grabbed the safe out of my sperm shank. It's the Canada Eagle Say, it's the letters of the staple. I don't really look at it so often. I should look at it more often, perhaps. I grab a safe out of Canada Eagle Say, the stapler, Abraham Kanevsky, his father, the stapler, the killer's Yaakov. He wrote lots of letters, many, many, many letters, hundreds of letters. And they were published in a few volumes, Canada Eagle Say, in one of them. These letters, some of them are fascinating. One of them I want to share this with you. I haven't fully processed it, but it's something to think about. Somebody asked me, this was a letter written in 1957 during the war, just before the war. There was a war, the Sinai War, I believe it was.
Sinai, right.
Well, apparently, it looks from the letter, there was uncertainty and there was tension and everything. Somebody asked him if he should move. There was a person who was financially settled, had a solid business, and had suddenly wanted to move, Medina Sayom, wanted to move back to America, or maybe to Europe. It sounded like America. The stapler responds to him, and he says, absolutely not, don't move, because I understand there's a bit of tension and everything, but he says that can't escape from the Bnei Shalom. And he said the Chazanish used to say, von sich entläuft man nicht, which means in Yiddish, you can't run away from yourself. Yeah, that's... Whatever is doomed to happen for you is going to happen for you. You can't run away. And then he brings that even the Chazanish, during the by the war, he told people not to move. I mean, in hindsight, we know that. But he said, people, unless you have got Sakona right in front of you, you don't move. As long as you've got a certain, whatever is beshared kind of thing. And then he quotes Meir Simcha, finally, and he said, Meir Simcha used to say, in these kind of situations, that every bullet has got its address. Is that fascinating? Every bullet has got its address, and you cannot escape. Von sich entläuft man nicht. You cannot escape. I think it's very, very, because we look at some, you know, sometimes bad things. Cholera, somebody's got a bad day, a bad thing, something bad happening. But you know that it's beshared. You couldn't have had that on this, had that on that. No. It's the hands of the Bnei Shalom. I just want to share this with you. Something to think about. Rabbi Yisrael, I want to go fast tonight. Be'ezer Hashem, we are in the bottom line of page 68 in Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to be addressing some more of the. Mish miniach tefillin shel yad uverech. This is we are in Siman Chavei Seif Yud Beis, in the middle of the Siman, in the middle of the Seif. Mish, have you got it? After the Rama. Mish miniach tefillin shel yad uverech. Somebody put on the tefillin. And he even made a bracha. Uvetchila sahiduk, and as he was putting it filling on, nifsak akesha, the knot gets undone. Ever happened to you? Not getting undone? It's no good. Sheliad vutzrech, lasis kesha ache. And he said, oh, I've got to make a new knot. They're quite hard to do, those knots. So I got a new dot. Omnom leisachtaitu, but at no point was it disengaged, unfocused from mitzvah tefillin. What was he doing? Again, he put on the tefillin, he made a bracha, and then now the knot gets undone. So he's redoing the knot, but he's still thinking about tefillin. He's tying the tefillin on, he's making the knot. So it was no mesiach das at any stage. So when he puts it back on, yes bracha, no bracha. No bracha. Einoy tzarich lachzer lebracha, you don't make a new bracha. Why so? Why no bracha? Why no bracha required? No hefsek. No hefsek. It's not hefsek. He was busy with the tefillin. Im hotel shel yad, kodem anoch shel rosh. What happens if this happened with the tefillin shel yad before you put on shel rosh? It got undone. Mehatkon, taitnit, vein tzarich lachzer lebracha, and you don't make a new bracha. As long as you're busy with the tefillin, making a knot, making it tight, you don't have to make a new bracha if it gets undone. Aval, but im niach shel rosh, if you put on the tefillin shel rosh already, ve'achka chutz shel yad, and then the tefillin shel yad gets undone, the knot, the proper knot gets undone. Mehadek, you redo it, umevarech, and you make a new bracha. That needs a bit more understanding, because surely, what happened? You put on tefillin shel yad. You put on tefillin shel rosh, and now the knot of tefillin shel yad got undone. Shulchan Aruch holds you make a new bracha. The Shlora Kodesh Mishnah Berurah Paskins like that says that you don't make a new bracha in such an instance. Well, because you have been busy with your nomes yachtas, you're constantly busy with the tefillin, so you don't make a new bracha. Now, what happens if you're unable to do the tefillin yourself? What happens if you have to ask somebody for help? I don't know, it's quite hard to do those knots. you can follow the old, you know, the old Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has pictures, a nice guide, how to make knots. It's very hard. I tried it once or twice. It's okay, but if you follow step by step, patiently, you can do it. But it's quite hard. It's useful to know how to make it for the knot of Tefillah Shel Rosh. It's a good skill to know. Why is it a good skill to know? Tefillah Shel Rosh? If you have to borrow somebody else's tefillin. Yeah. So somebody needs to borrow your tefillin. You can be sometimes really helpful. So what happens if you're unable to do it? And the knot got undone, and now you need to ask for help. And now you're putting him back. You fixed it, and now you're putting him back on. Do you need to make a new bracha? Yes or no? No, it's chadash. The Mishnah Berurah Paskin said it is. That if you're asking somebody else, first word line. Im ein sham mishadel esaken akesh v'tzuch lakach tefillin acherim. Oh no, that's a different case. Sorry. You're right. If you need to borrow somebody else's tefillin, then you need to make a new bracha. So if you're going to use, because those tefillin got undone, no knot. Now you need to make somebody else's tefillin, that's when you need to make a new bracha. Okay, Siv, you'd give me, and the last few words of the Siv. Mutar levachat tefillin sheuli. If you borrow somebody else's tefillin, can you make a bracha on it? Yes or no? The answer is yes. V'ra'gzulin. But if it's stolen tefillin, it's not a great idea. Actually, they're very expensive. What if you take stolen tefillin? The answer is no. You surely can't make a bracha. But borrowed tefillin, yes, borrowed tefillin, you can make a new bracha. So what the Mishnah Berurah says is mitzvah bo be'aveira. So it just goes into the whole discussion of yush, no yush. But the ma'aseh, either way, you can't really make tefillin. You cannot make tefillin. Yeah, I know, but Lemais still, he says he compares it to Betzah Beirach. He says that it's a problem. Okay, see if you give me Rabbi Yisai. Now, when is the right time to take tefillin off? On a random day, today. No, let's not talk about Rosh Chodesh yet. Not today. Dafka, not today. Yesterday. In 2 days. When it's not Rosh Chodesh. When is the right time to take tefillin off? After Valetzin? After Valetzin, Rabbi Yisai. Anybody does after Valetzin?
Yes.
Or Valetzin. Says to me, Rabbi Yisai, it's very interesting. This is when do you take off tefillin? When is the right time? After Valetzin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nagu la'olam. The meaning of the world is, Rabbi Yisai, we're learning when is the right time to take tefillin off. Shelo ilach lo'itz tefillin. You do not take tefillin off. Ad achdushas of Valetzin. You've got to do it after Valetzin. Says the Rama, v'yesh mishikos val tzad haKabbalah. Here we've got some Kabbalah. Rama quoting Kabbalah. Remember we discussed yesterday. It's interesting. Rama is quoting Kabbalah here. Yesh mishikos tzad haKabbalah. Shloim lach loit ad shom avayim sholish kedushos v'abu kadeshim. Now the Rama says, based on Kabbalah concepts, the correct time is no. Don't do it after the right time. You can only take tefillin off after having done 3 kedushos and 4 kadeshim. Says the Rama, that's what the Medaktikim are careful to only take off tefillin after 3 Kedushas and Abba Kedeshim. Can that be 3 Kedushas and 4 Kedeshim? What? Kedushas and Yusuf? Kedushas and Chazaz. Says the Rama, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is wrong. And he says as follows. So if God involved, Sholosh Kedushos, Tov Soifahu, Uve Emesoich Loim, Sholosh Kadeshim, you take it filling off after 3 Kadeshim, the Abba Kedushos and 4 Kedushos. What are the 4 Kedushos? Kibokh Zashem is number 1. Shidova Shabbat Kedusha. That's called the Kedushos. Kedushos is not talking about Kedusha, but it's talking about Dova Shabbat Kedusha. What's Dova Shabbat Kedusha? Bochu is one of Dova Shabbat Kedusha. So Bochu is number 1. Kedusha Sofa Bura, which we call right, the Kodosh, before Birkas Kriyas Shema. That's number 2. Kedusha Amida, which is the Kedusha of Shemoneh Esrei, that's number 3. Kedusha Valetzin is number 4. So you go after Kedusha Valetzin, you take Tefillin off, as well as 3 Kadeshim, which is Chatzik Kadesh Koidim Bochu, Chatzik Kadesh Achat Shemoneh Esrei, and Kadesh Sholem Shachar Valetzin. Right. So, according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Rama, you take tefillin off after Valetzin. That's the right. Now, by the way, I failed to mention, what's the rush? What's the rush? Keep it along, what's the big deal? So there is an argument that no, you can't keep them for so long. There is an agenda here why I shouldn't be keeping tefillin the longer the better. We do not say necessarily the longer the better, and that's an important point. Mishnah Berurah, early Simchas Katan says. Nunhei says, "Noagu olam yesh she'ein mashin aleim yoisim enachiv detzirchin gufnoki." Va'akol fi mashu adam imenu gufnoki miser Hashem yafiach isalek miad. The Mishnah Berurah says that no, there is a reason why I shouldn't be keeping tefillin so long, because we know initially, really, essentially, a person should wear tefillin the whole day. We don't do that. Why don't we do that? A few reasons. The main reason is because we don't have gufnoki. Our bodies, we're not so careful with our bodies, and there is an element of perhaps shema yafiach, or perhaps the person is not going to be so careful, and therefore we cholila. If person, you know, is not going to be careful with the kedusha of the tefillin, and therefore we don't say the longer the better. Don't put on tefillin though. What we do say is put them on for davening. Okay, but even during davening, perhaps you may not want to wear the tefillin. Until you've done your mitzvahs, you've done your kedushim, you've done the kedushas, take them off now. What are you waiting for? You know, perhaps it's not right. Personally. And of course, there's also a problem of hester chadas, which is not mentioned over here, but it's correct. Person has got tefillin on without full concentration. Person is wearing tefillin with the element of hester chadas. That's not right. So that's a bizoin. So therefore, we don't say the longer, the better. It's about striking the balance right. Where do we strike the balance? So, we said now, according to the Ramah, according to Mishnah Berurah's understanding, you wait until Ovoletzien. The Mishnah Berurah here mentions a different minhag, Uveshem Ari Kosvu, Shaloy Cholitz Alach Ach Al Kene Kavalecho. Who said Al Kene Kavalecho? So it is a solid minhag to take the tefillin off, according to the Ari, to take the tefillin off when you say Al Kene Kavalecho, whoops, off they go. So it says, Ad Ach Al Kene Kave, after Al Kene Kave. Okay, end of Aleinu, basically, after Aleinu. So that's 1 minute. Ariya Kodosh, you finish it. Good, we'll get to that in a minute. Now, I'm going to just go on a side note. What about a day that there is a Bris Mila? What? Yeah. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, I know it's like interrupting his own sentence, but the Mishnah Berurah says over here, we know that Bris Mila is an ois. What's an ois? How do you translate ois?
Sign.
Bris Mila is an ois, a sign between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So too, tefillin is an ois, a sign between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, it makes sense to have both of them together. So therefore, if there's a tefillin taking place, you keep tefillin on, if possible at all. The question that is, I don't have a good answer, but the question that is, Shabbos. What's the question? On Shabbos, the whole reason why we don't put on tefillin is because it's an ois. Shabbos is an ois. You don't need tefillin, which is an ois. You don't need
two.
You always need two ois. I know some people say that pshat. Yeah. So, but it's a bit of a question. When it comes to Bris Mila, we say nice to have two ois. The ois of tefillin together with the ois of Bris Mila. How nice to have them both together. When it comes to Shabbos, we say no. There's an ois of Shabbos, so don't do the ois of tefillin. Sounds a bit strange. But either way, that's clearly the halacha. So that's what the Ari, again, what Ari says is that you put on, that you take the tefillin off by Al Kene Kavelcha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah later on, allow me to skip a few lines because we saw those already.
The three options.
What's that?
After
Aleinu?
No, before, after
Uvaletzien. After Uvaletzien. Oh yeah?
In the car,
and then you have to go to the off before.
Second option. And the third one is when you go Bris after the Bris.
After the way, you're right, I went off the first option. So far we've got either after Valetzien, it's option number one. Option number two is after Oleinu, option number two. And the third one, we're going to see what it says now. And then Bris Mila is, if there is a Bris Mila, you should stick to the Bris Mila. Keep the finale until after Israel. Mikol Markim. Now the Mishnah Berurah here says, Mashma Pimagodim, he brings from the Pimagodim. The places that we say Kaddish Yosem after Oleinu, Toiv Shelachrutz Achak Kaddish Yosem. This is minute number three. Okay? Number one was after Oletzien. Minute number two was after Oleinu. And number three, which is the one he likes and he recommends, is after Kaddish Yosem. That's the right minute. And yeah, Kaddish Yosem. Yeah. Yeah, now, yeah. So, he says, either way, whichever minute you do, people who have the custom of taking tefillin and talis off during Kaddish, people who take off the talis and tefillin during Kaddish, that's wrong, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because you've got to concentrate on the Amen Yishmei Abba, so do not take off the talis and tefillin during Amen Yishmei Abba, during Kaddish. Yeah, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So three, I don't know what the most widespread minig is. I don't know.
I think it probably seems respectful to wait until
every. At the very end. Yeah, I think that's definitely the best.
Because anyway, we're not wearing it all day.
So you might as well have it a bit longer. Every minute is a mitzvah, and every minute is nice. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Okay. You're reminding me, by the way, you're reminding me because of what you said about going to the car. Years ago, on Motzei Shabbos, when I lived in Yerushalayim, there used to be a minion, I think it was Sfad Merkin, very, very nice minion. They used to have sometimes Motzei Shabbos used to go there. Motzei Shabbos, Davin Mariv. Sfad is beautiful, very nice Mariv. So, Motzei Shabbos. And I remember there was by the door, there was a sign, and it said that Aleinu. Aleinu, not tefilat haderech. I thought this was so nice. Aleinu is not tefilat haderech. Aleinu is not tefilat haderech. So I thought it was very nice. I saw this. I thought it's such a nice sign. It was right by the door. Aleinu ain't not tefilat haderech. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Okay. Now, so these are the minhagim. And one should certainly ensure not to take tefillin off during Kaddish. Now, to put top of page 70, teaches us the following: Uviyom sheish by sefer Torah. What if there is a day that we have a sefer Torah that we learn? Now again, the custom is shloile cholzam. You don't take tefillin off. Ad sheachzul sefer Torah. Until the sefer Torah is returned, and it's returned to the Ohel HaKodesh. Do not take tefillin off as long as the sefer Torah is present. And the reason for that, Mishnah Berurah mentions, it's learned from a pasuk. That the pasuk is interpreted. Vayavoy, it passes Malkom. Malkom is referred to not the king over here, but the sefer Torah, lifnei before them. Hashem Beroisham is referring to the tefillin. So do not, that as long as the tefillin are worn, as long as the sefer Torah is here, do not take the tefillin off. Vayavoyer, Malkom lifneyem, I the sefer Torah, Vashem beroisham, the tefillin must still be on your head. So you have to wait, you've got to make sure that the tefillin is returned, and only that the sefer Torah is returned, and only then the tefillin are taken off.
Is it the same if you need to go out, you wait until they go,
they take inside? Yeah. Yeah, same thing, absolutely. Yeah, very good, yeah. Now, there is a very important Mishnah Berurah over here. There's an important Mishnah Berurah that says in Zivkot Nun Ches, V'inichu b'heichol, v'acholzon kodim, what if somebody must take tefillin off when a sefer Torah is out? So again, one shouldn't. But if one really has to take tefillin off? Very good, that's it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'acholzon kodim al kolponim izor shoylachloitz hashel rosh b'pnei sefer Torah." The tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin may not be taken off in front of the sefer Torah. Shkidush legale roshoy b'fonei. You shouldn't have your head, tefillin shel rosh, the head revealed b'fonei in front of it. Elo yisalek v'tzdadin. You gotta move to the side. V'shel yad deleke gilui. And when it comes to tefillin shel yad, which is anyway not revealed, it's anyway covered because of your sleeve, or if your talis covers the tefillin shel rosh, then it's fine. But generally speaking, the way we take off tefillin shel rosh, you take your talis off, and you're going to take your tefillin shel rosh off, And that act cannot be done. It's very disrespectful. That act of taking Tefillin Shel Rosh off in front of a Sefer is disrespectful. So what you do is, you move to the side. Or even as better as you said, you turn away altogether. Tefillin Shel Rosh is a problem. Tefillin Shel Yad is not a problem because it's anyway covered with your sleeve. But a person needs to be aware of that. It's interesting that I have a distinct memory. This halach is not only when I say for Torah, it also says in front of a rabbi muvik, in front of a mishabu mentioned it later, that in front of an outstanding Talmid Chacham, the same halacha applies as well. Don't take, it's not such a well-known halacha. In front of a Talmid Chacham, you shouldn't be taking tefillin off. Don't take tefillin off facing a Talmid Chacham, it's disrespectful. So that can say for Torah, that can say for Sefer Torah. I remember that somebody pointed out to me when I was in Gates Yeshiva. I don't know if you remember. I remember actually who told it to me. Gates Yeshiva, when the Rosh Yeshiva started, there was a Vom Govet Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva and others. Somebody pointed out to me, it was a young bacha. I go to Gates Yeshiva. I was taking my tefillin innocently. I was taking my tefillin off. And then the elder bacha told me that you don't take your tefillin off like that. You're facing the Rosh Yeshiva. So you have to face to the side. It's an important thing to know. That if it is a very senior Talmid Chacham, you gotta face the other direction. Yeah, that's in terms of turning away. Uviyam Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, let's do this. We'll finish off with that. Uviyam Rosh Chodesh. Cholzim Oysam Kodesh Tefilas Musaf. When is the right time to tefillin off on Rosh Chodesh? When is the right time to Rosh Chodesh? When to take tefillin off? Before Musaf, we take tefillin off. Why is it that we don't wear tefillin during Musaf?
Yes. Because
Kesser. Kesser. What's Kesser? What's Kesser got to do with it?
Crown.
Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah puts it in the following way. Sifkot and Samachal, Kedushas Kesser, Perish, B'mokim Shana, Oyim, in the Kaddish, we say Kesser. Lochet Ein Noch and Leo is Kesser to tefillin alav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, if we are crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we put Kesser, the crown, onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu whilst we are wearing a crown ourselves, doesn't make sense. Tefillin is a crown, right? Tefillin is a crown. We are saying, Kesser itnu lecha, we're crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what do you mean you're crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're wearing a crown yourself. That's a bit of hypocrisy, that doesn't sound right. So therefore, when we say the Kedusha of Kesser, You don't wear tefillin. But what about us? Ashkenazim, who don't say Kesser. Very good, correct. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That lemaisa for us, since Musav has an element of not a pure weekday, therefore we take the tefillin off before that. Even if we don't say Kesser, the minhag is to take it off beforehand. I want to point out that there is a discussion, an ongoing discussion. The poskim ask about the hefsek. What do we have hefsek? Right, so we take it off just before Musaf, yeah. But what a second after Kedusha, you got to daven Shemone Esser straight away. You got to daven Shemone Esser straight away. After Kaddish. So it's a bit of a hefsek. We take tefillin off, and it's a bit of a... So some people... Yeah. So some people, that's right, yeah. So some people make sure to take the tefillin off a little bit, take them off a bit beforehand, you know, if they feel worried about the hefsek. It's certainly correct what the Shliach Tzibur bangs, and that makes a unanimous start. Some people, because of hefsek, they're not going to fold, they're not going to put the tefillin completely back. They're only going to take them off and cover them, and therefore diminish the hefsek element. It's nice. But a person has to be aware, it's a consciousness. It's a bit of a hefsek shaila, and one has to try to do as quick as possible to get on with Shmoneh Esrei.
Oh, so the tefillin has to be covered?
No, it's not really a halacha. Some people have that minhag. It's just more respectful. It's not a halacha. So that's that. The Mishnah Berurah does bring, some people have read this last line over here, that because the last line Mishnah Berurah says, Shemat al Godel Hadoy Echot, Shaloy Cholzim Musaf, there was a Godel Beisrael who did not take Tefillin off of Musaf. Ach, Amispal Betzibur, but if you daven in the community, Bevada, Elishanim, Minek, the Tzibur shouldn't change the meaning of the community. If everybody else is wearing Tefillin, you should also wear Tefillin. But it's good to know that because of the various problems of Hefsik, etc., some Gdoilim wore Tefillin during Kedush, especially if you don't say Keser. Keser is really like a problem. You cannot say Keser by Kedusha to a Kodesh Baruch Hu whilst wearing Tefillin. That's a problem. But as long as you don't say Keser, so some people, some Gdoilim used to wear Tefillin during Musaf. Okay.
Maybe if you put Tefillin, if you forgot, you put Tefillin while Musaf, you don't need to go back again.
If you
put Tefillin, you forgot to take, especially when people were dabbling in the house.
Yeah. Rabbi said, it's an interesting Bishaloch over here, which I'm just going to mention briefly. Well, it's very interesting. Bishaloch is a whole discussion. What happens if somebody has to, we spoke initially at the beginning of the Shia, about a knot of the tefillin going loose, and he has to redo the knot. Yeah, the knot. What happens, Bishaloch discusses if somebody has to open up the batim of the tefillin, just to check if it's written correctly. He had a panic attack, in the middle of panic attack. Oh, is it really the tefillin, is it tefillin kosher inside it? Are they a proper panic, crisis mode? And in the middle, he's now open up the tefillin, check if it's, is it Shema in there or something else? And he redoes it, if he needs to say a brach again or not. Interesting case, we should discuss it in great detail. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we learned today about somebody whose tefillin go loose after reciting the bracha. We discussed that it doesn't have to make a new bracha once it's sorted. We also discussed that if a person wears new tefillin, then he has to make a new bracha. We spoke about the correct timing of taking them off. Three options, and the best option is after Kaddish Yosem. Certainly during Kaddish, a person shouldn't take tefillin off. We spoke about Rosh Chodesh. That a person should ensure not to wear tefillin during the kedusha of Keser. And we also spoke about the Sefer Torah. If the Sefer Torah is out there, don't take your tefillin off in the presence of a Sefer Torah, at least not revealed. Go to the side. Okay, Abba Shai, wish you a very good chodesh. And Talmud Chochem as well. Very good. Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay, good evening, Abba.